Mary's. I'm very excited.
Good.
Spend some time with the boys. Come back from work early.
Yeah, you'd be able to get early a little bit.
Sure. I mean, not 4 o'clock.
The Yeshua and Levaya.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, Perek Yotes. He's speaking about the mitzvahs that were given to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on. All the mitzvahs that came before to the Yeshua Levaya. Acha shamarno shatoyu ruya befrati Yisrael. Okumach is by a perek shalva. Im kain lo meditin lavrom amila. So you're saying that Torah in itself, the whole mitzvah of Torah is only shayach to klal Yisrael. So why was Avram, what Avram get bris mila? Hashela base. Ki kefidas chazal, shomasach tis yuma kim Avram kala Torah kula. Shneema eke vashashom Avram bekoilu v'yishma mishmati v'tzayis chukoysa Torah isai. Ukama ve'ima shivas mitzvah sumila. So Chukai Zatari is telling me more than that. Ukama kim Avram fil erev tafshilin. Shenema v'toyrasi. Achashem ksav, achashem al peh. Umidabez mashma ki Avram befrat kiem kol atoyre kula ulam befrat lo yishar avas. So over there, the mashmos is that it was unique to Avram. So according to that Chazal, why was Kol HaTorah Kula unique to Chazal? That's one. By the way, I once heard a pshat, a very nice pshat, what does it mean even Erev Tavshilin? Why was Avram Mekayim even Erev Tavshilin? Like, why is it Miuchas Avram? So somebody said, I think it was from Moshe Kalbach, that the heter of Erev Tavshilin is based on the fact that you can cook more because hoil v'kloy orchim, because guests may come, so you're cooking really for the guests today, and if you have leftover, you have leftover. So he said, the person who personifies that at any given time there may be guests would be Avraham Avinu. In other words, he's the one who is the hoil v'kloy orchim. It's a very, very nice pshat. I thought it was very good. Okay, ubemedesh amra Yitzhak, shehizas esav sheishchet yofe, shekein amru sona keilecha. So Lamaisa, you see that they believed that they had mitzvahs. So I don't get anasha was because it's also bnei Noach. Maybe they were doing it l'tim v'shosadin. V'chein means get it ready. He wasn't asking for some sort of extra credit. He was saying make sure it's prepared well. That would imply that it's inedible without that. Inami pralam beis hashchita haina nechira shenitztav al nechira adkan. Like it's nechira means you have to kill it, but you have to kill it in a way that is shechita like. He says, well, it's not true. The Noach can eat anything they want. You don't need to have dafka that. That's his shaila. So he says, veishavnu kidas hatoisvis. They're afraid that maybe people are going to say that they took it out and it's even a chayav. ואחד ישראל ואחד גוי מוטבוי, משום להשחית את המטרס. והחינם הנחיר המטרס לבנויח, ואפילו חתך מהנקויים שאיצי נפש, אז מוטה. שמינו שמקיים המיצס, אבגר שאינסטבו. So again, bottom line is, you see that they were מקיים המיצס, even though they weren't מצטבו. ובמדש אמרו על יעקב, זה ויחנס פני עיר, נכנס עם דמדום מחמה, וקובה תחומן לשבס ולגיון. הדוד אמרו, שם יעקב ינס לשבס, כאילו שאינסטבו. And here we're talking about Uvet Chumin. Umati Yishishol, Imkulo Yishem Yisam Mitzis, Lamo Avram Bilvad Shem Akal Turgo Yisam Yitzvah Yaakov. So the Ruach and the Chazal are very sicey each other. Here it's Masha, anything. V'oid, Arei Matzono Shem Yitzvah Yaakov Gankim Mitzis, Kmei Shem Marnu. And if they did keep certain mitzvahs, so why doesn't it say why does it say only on Avram that he kept Kol HaTorah and not that? You see that they that Yaakov and Amram did not keep all the mitzvahs. So if he wasn't allowed to, why did he? He doesn't like that because you're talking about a mitzvah. What's the difference? So basically, his kashas are: how do we understand the structure of avos being a kind of mitzvahs before Matan Torah? Now, the answer that Rav Shachaim gives and the others give is that there is a difference in keeping mitzvahs as a tzivui or because you understand it to be appropriate. That answer doesn't quite address the questions that he asks. His questions are that on the key of the Kol HaTorah, on Avram, it says specifically about Avram, not about the other of us, and it seems as if the other of us were involved in that. And you know, that's where his kash is. Ma'at noshal shayla rishayna. Kashetayim b'mitzvah shenosa Hashem yisbarach l'bnei Noach. Shenosan la'odam sheish mitzvahs, o Noach shviyas eim l'chai. Lavrom amilu dasi b'yudu nosa mitzvahs gila nosha Yaakov. V'yakol dava kefir ro'uy. So he says, the giving of each mitzvah to each one was it fit the person was given to. Bezeh kinit l'adam sheish mitzvahs birchas Hashem avodizor arayis dini gels v'rostam kidav zeh barna b'chibu gvuras Hashem over there is masbe that these three mitzvahs, why the basic mitzvahs. Over there is masbe the difference between on l'chaver and on l'makoyim toiv l'adam toiv shemayim and so on. He's masb over there why these mitzvahs are fundamental mitzvahs. So this was given to human beings as a human being. V'kashebo Avram nitzdava b'mila yodua ke'or lo nikris Hashem kisi v'atima v'kol dava nichse v'nidol nikr arla. So anything that is covered over and the sense of it is inaccessible, buried. V'zeh b'chol mokshem arla salev. When I talk about arla salev, she'ni nichnas adava b'libo b'nil v'menu. The heart is covered over, and your heart is inaccessible. It's called arla salev. It's as if there's a shell around it, and not the chain arla oizen. Also means kisa oizen. Anytime something covers something in a way that renders it inaccessible, impassable, it's called arla. V'chol dava mufresh u'muvdol midava, yesh la tima v'kisa amavdol shu arla. And anytime you have something that is apart from something, like arla in fruits, it means it's locked away and inaccessible. V'chol aderes ad avrom kaderes haheim hoyitach sa teva, v'lehoyu nivdolu min ateva. So all those doros were locked into a natural mahalach, and they had no real interaction with anything beyond teva. Ad sheba Avram ubocho by Hashem Yisbarach kidechsiv ata hu Hashem alekim Hashem echalta b'Avram v'hoitzei semen ateva ad shalaya ateva mavdol ben Hashem Yisbarach ben Abriyos. So in a certain sense, if until Avram Avinu came, there was no direct contact really between Hashem and Ephraim. We always had to refer back and say, well, look at the world around us. It must have come from somebody intelligent. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at these events that are happening. They must be a hand guiding them. It's like, you know, there are certain level of particles that basically we know, or we posit that we can never see it. We can never have a shaykh sit, but because indirectly, the only way X could be true is if Y is leading to X. That means that nature was an orla around the Bria, And therefore, we can never talk about God except indirectly. He had this chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mitzvah from the teva. In other words, man, the mitzvah of Arla means that the bria as it comes with a covering, and you can take it off and be megala, an opening to another world. I want to talk about this a little bit a minute. It fits in very well with another Maimon Chazal. There's a famous Maimon Chazal. It says a min Esrei Akiva is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whose work is better, God's work or man's work? And he obviously was relating to Bris Mila. And he said, if you tell me that God's work is superior, then why do you tamper with it? If you tell me man's work is superior, how can you say that? So he gave him a marshal. He answered him with wheat, that you wheat grows, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it, and you're able to form it into cakes and so on and so forth. I want to try to give another answer, a different answer for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really, really, when we say that man is born perfectly well as he is, the answer is yes. In a natural world, this is perfect. So let's say if I can give an example, imagine a person has a suit, a brand new suit or a brand new hat or something like that, a brand new pair of shoes. That's very common. So it's sort of perfect when you get it, but you always need to break it in. In other words, your foot makes some sort of indentation and becomes more comfortable. The suit, all of these things, by taking on the tzur of the person, it becomes a more comfortable fit. So we say it's a certain perfection. If you got a shoe from the factory that was kind of, it had valleys and peaks, you wouldn't be so happy. It's coming perfect. The tzuras adam, as it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is tivistic. Within nature, it's a completely self-contained unit, and as such, one can call that perfect. But that's the perfection within nature. When we're looking to perfect it in a bigger circle than nature, you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so long as you have it locked into that mode, it's not connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what you need to do is, you need to do something to allow it to, it's the muscle. You'll have, you'll get these gadgets that have batteries with a plastic inside, and that keeps it absolutely fresh. But if you want to use it, you have to take the plastic out and connect it to the battery. So Tzuras Adam is locked into Teva, and that's what the Arla is. It is quote-unquote perfect vis-a-vis the physical world, self-contained and physical. But when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking about a whole different mahalach of opening up a window into a different world. With the advent of Bris, there no longer was a hevdel between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he was able to reach out. So we have the Mila given to Avram Bepratis, because Avram Avinu was the first human that reached out, cracked that shell, and b'meila Bris Mila shayach to him. V'tova ze gilu chachmei emes b'perek kama de brachis. It says, Omer b'yechem shem shem yechoi, miyoyim shebara kodesh baruch es oilam lehoye odom shekroi odoin, Atshaba Avram Akroi Odoi. Shema Vayema Aleph Dal Nun Hashem Bama'ida Kiyoshena. Biru Chazal B'chochma Kiloi Choya Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzir V'chiba La Oilam Atshaba Avram. Avram Avinu had no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no real tziruv to the world. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behind the scenes, so to speak, but not recognized as the master of the world. Ad sheba Avram ki ha-teva ha-chom is mafsik v'choytza Hashem Yisbaruch min ha-olam, ad sheba Avram, ulekach kor la-Hashem Yisbaruch odoin, ki ha-odoin mitztarev u-mischabe ela shu odoin loi v'nivli mena. So even though when we speak of a master, we speak of somebody way beyond and way above, but there's a caveat to that. It's something which is only shayach. There has to be a shayches. At least we have to share something. So even though a master and a servant or a slave are as far apart as you could possibly imagine, but that's all. But that's all something which is a. It still means as a connection. You're my master. There's no two ways about it. It's something which is going to be connected, and as such, there's already a chiba there. The v'dava ze yadua lemi sheyodea besisra chachma v'atvuna that and the he says this is true LP Kabbalah. I don't know what he's referring to so much. Ella, I would assume he's referring to the Shem Adnus, which is Keneged Malchus, which is Mitztarev to the Bria. When you speak about Yudke Vovke, you're not really you're speaking about God. When you're speaking Elohim, you're speaking about God. When you're speaking of Adnus, it gives us a name as well. In other words, God doesn't imply any type of reciprocal name to us. He's God, we're creations. That's creations is how we came into being. It doesn't carry within itself a tziruf lamala. Odoin, if someone is my Odoin, I'm his Evid. So in the name Odoin, you already have a certain reciprocity. Lekach ad Avram lenikr odna cheba Avram. Bezeu asaras ha'orla shetitztav al Avram, shua hevdol v'akizu Hashem Yisbaruch sha'orla. Sha'ilo bein Odom. Bedoze bar mo'ed shekach nitamil Avram. So Avram was the first one that was married HaKadosh Baruch Hu this world. In other words, allowed for that interaction. And therefore, you have... You have Adam, which is there's another place where to see this in the name Adam that is important. We have an interesting, I don't know if the word is a bifurcation or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a name that is Nichtav and Nikra, you have a nekuda of the ksiva, which is on a much much higher darga, and then you have the kriya, which is for us on a regular basis. This is the way I'm to be known, and so on, and that's how we have the name of Adnos. The mashmos is. The name Yudke Vavke requires us to become way beyond what we are. It requires us to go very, very high up, to be Teufis and to relate to the name of Yudke Vavke, which is beyond anything we have in the Bria. And that's not something that shaykh to us here in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen Gadol could say Yudke Vavke. He was shaykh to the beyond. But as long as we're in the world over here, it's not shayach to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name of Yudke Vavke. It's an entity that's meaningless to us. Adnus is, we can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon because that includes us in the picture. So no matter where I am, in as much as I am an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I've never saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I'm not shayches to him, but it's branded me. It's part of me on a permanent basis. So if somebody, if you have a master of a great estate and he has thousands of slaves and serfs and so on, they don't have to ever have seen the master, but the fact that they say I'm the slave of so and so means that it's part of their essence, whether they like it or not. Bo Yaakov nitzav al gir anoshe. Yaakov was then commanded gir anoshe. So he says, "Dovazen is baya bechibur guras Hashem. Lomitz nitzav Yaakov begir anoshe. Veinor lichpal dvarim shizvarshom ki Yaakov ifati roel misgir anoshe and shom v'timtze mefurish." So over there he speaks a lot about the inyan of Yaakov Avinu being a person himself who is above and beyond everything. In other words, Sarisa Melekim Va'adam Vatuchal means that Yaakov Avinu's Tzura is Nechak Gisa Kovet, and he, it's not only as a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov is called Kdosh Yaakov, it means he's Le'elo Le'ela, he's above and beyond the Metzias of the world, and his Metzias supersedes the world's Metzias, and therefore he's La'elo La'elo and so on and so forth. So he says and therefore Yaakov Avinu was roy to Metzias Gid Anoshe. Gid Anoshe shows the following, that Yaakov Avinu was Metzliach to show himself as being above Malachim, up until the thigh. In other words, like it says by Moshe, Ish Alekim, Mechetz B'lamala Lekim, Mechetz B'lamata Ish, that there's a certain darga, that he is, the higher element of him is Alekim, the lower element is Adam, Mi Epech HaPeset. U'beshvil kach, So the Gid Anoshe was, that's what he says in Gvuras, the misalignment. In other words, he didn't succeed in totally, his entirety being greater than Malach. He was stuck in part of it. But Gid Anoshe means that part of Yaakov was Matzliach to make it over the. So he says, Kagira Yerachuk. So Yaakov's tzura is chokum kisei kovet, and that made it up. The rest of him, the bottom of him, is still part of ours. So the first point that he's making is that the mitzvahs, it's in line with what he said before. He said before that mitzvahs are activities that are specific to a person. In other words, they're not random commandments, but rather they're activities that are meant to define the person. They're supposed to be the appropriate activities for the person. So Umas HaOlam have Zayin Mitzvahs Ben Noach because as a human being, these activities are uniquely human. His point had been that every animal, its Mitzvahs is defined by its activities. So a plant doesn't go any place, doesn't do anything, it sits in one place and so on and so forth, that's a plant. An animal goes, that defines animal. Adam has to be defined with some ruchnistic quality that he is above animals, or else he wouldn't have anything of that nature. You wouldn't have you wouldn't have that special quality of Adam. So Adam at his most basic level has Zayim Mitzvim Noach, and the Maral explains why those Zayim Mitzvim Noach are things that are specifically Shaykh to, in a sense, they cover the full range of human activities at a very low level. So this is Adam's activities that are not physical, these are not physical activities, these are ruchnius activities that define Adam vis-a-vis Baal HaChayim. And then he says, and then the Avos, so Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael was Shayach to Klal HaMitzvos, and therefore Klal Yisrael got Klal HaMitzvos. And then Adam was the Avos, as each Av reached a certain Madrega that allowed him to be part and parcel of that surah of Klal Yisrael, then he got the mitzvah as he got it. So that's how he answers it, and so on. I want to go back a little bit to the first piece, to the part about Mila. I think it's very important. It's Hanukkah. It's Erev Hanukkah today, tonight. So to speak about it on the Kuda that Shaykh to Hanukkah with it, you know, one of the gzeiros of the Ivanim was Mila. Mila was one of the very big ones, and it's Shmoyne, Keneged Shmoyne, and so on. And you know, it was something that the Greeks were extremely annoyed with. The Greeks were very into the beauty of the human body. And the human body is very beautiful. It has it has in it all sorts of proportions and lines that are the golden triangle, rectangle, and so on. It has a lot of golden proportions and means. We do see human bodies being extremely beautiful, and they didn't like things that were disfigured, and they attainist it. On a simple level, any type of tampering with nature and so on is is bad. I want to add a deeper nekuda to it that has a lot to do with the musik of science and reason and so on. Let's understand what changed from a world that was into Avodah Zarah. And you know, the pagan type of world, as opposed to a world of reason, of science and so on. So, the understanding of people before Torah was given rationalism was that everything in the world is run by some outside entity. So every time something happens, this god did it, this god did it, the other god did it, and so on and so forth. So the world has no no independence, and in the middle there's no chachma, because I can't ask. For instance, when a scientist peers under a microscope and he sees cells arranged in a certain way, he can ask himself, why are these cells arranged this way? When I walk into a house and I see it arranged in a certain way, there's no question, there's no answer to why it's arranged this way. It's a particular mishagas to the person is to arrange it this way. There's no internal rhyme or reason. There's no internal consistency. Chachma requires and predicates that a system can be internally consistent, and what they call in logic, you know, when they have, it's sufficient. What's the language? It's a necessary and sufficient cause. When you want to prove that, when you want to show a locked system, if I explain how combustion works, so I tell you, anytime you have heat and oxygen, you get combustion. So the two things that are required in order to label something as scientific is it's necessary and sufficient. In other words, without oxygen or heat, something will not burn. And with oxygen, heat, no matter what, if it's Sunday, if it's Monday, if it's a Yontif, if it's Shabbos, Thanksgiving Day, it doesn't make a difference. It'll burn no matter what. It's totally independent of any outside activities. What science seeks more than anything else, in order for Chachma to exist as its own independent mahus, it needs to be absolutely, totally consistent internally and not require any interaction with something outside the system. So that is the core of science in many, many ways. So when the human body, if one, the orla, in the sense that it's a covering for the entire body, means that the person is self-contained. It is a self-contained entity. So yes, maybe we evolved because of God put us into this world. That may or may not be true. But right now, we're totally self-contained. We create our own reality, and nothing else creates it for us. That was the ultimate nechachma, and in a certain sense, that was science. Science says, I can at some point gain control over the entirety of myself. Period. Bris Milah, even forget about even the physical aspect of removing that shell that sort of encapsulates everything, but the bris itself means that I forge a bond with somebody else. It's just like if a person gets married, which is also called a bris nesuin, it means that my life today is me and my wife. I have to support her, I get from her, I need her emotional companionship, I'm obligated to give and share myself with her and so on, and it's a an entire relationship of two instead of one. I no longer am self-contained. So that was anathema to the Greeks. There's no problem worshiping a god that is not a necessity in my life. It's not that I can't do everything. It's nice to have a friend, a god friend. That's fine. But the Krisus Bris means that I am no longer a self. I am something of something bigger than that. That was where that struck home at the very core of what they were trying to get away from. That's a thought about Hanukkah. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. What's next week, the story? You're busy?
No, I think it's...
So Pashas, I right now it looks like I'm going to be home for Hanukkah, so we could learn next week as well. If it'll change, I'll let you know.
Beautiful.
Okay. Good for Hanukkah. Lichtige Hanukkah. Bye.